5. Planned Parenthood clinics close in Northern California, citing funding. 5 Planned Parenthood clinics are closing throughout Northern California and the state's Central Valley due to funding concerns. The closures include South San Francisco, San Mateo, Gilroy, Westside/Santa Cruz, and Madera, which have already been removed from Planned Parenthood's website. These 5 clinics were operated by Planned Parenthood Marmonte, which previously oversaw 35 clinics, now 30, spanning from mid-California to Nevada. It is the largest Planned Parenthood affiliate in the United States based on the number of clinics it operates, patient volume, and service area. The announcement also included plans to wind down 3 of Planned Parenthood Marmonte services, including family medicine, behavioral health, and prenatal care. In a July 24th statement posted to Facebook, Planned Parenthood Marmonte attributed the decision to potential funding loss as a result of the recently signed One Big Beautiful Bill Act. The Trump administration budget bill recently passed by Congress has defunded Planned Parenthood by prohibiting Medicaid reimbursements to healthcare organizations who provide abortion care, the affiliate said. Under the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, federal funding is denied for an essential community provider that receives more than $800,000 in Medicaid reimbursements annually and provides abortions for pregnancies unrelated to rape, incest, or life-endangering physical conditions. During the legislative process, many Republican senators and representatives said taxpayer dollars should not be funding organizations involved in providing abortions. Democratic members, meanwhile, said the measure attempts to take control of women's bodies. While the law does not name Planned Parenthood, the organization said the wording outlined in the bill exactly matched the description of Planned Parenthood. This law is clearly a backdoor ban on abortion in reproductive freedom states, it added. According to Planned Parenthood Marmonte's website, all its centers offer medication abortion up to 11 weeks, and 8 offer in-clinic surgical abortions for pregnancies ranging from 12 to 20 weeks. Across the country, 3 other Planned Parenthood affiliates have also announced clinic closures following the passing of the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. In Ohio, Planned Parenthood's Southwest Ohio region announced upcoming closures of its Springfield and Hamilton locations, which will take effect August 1st. The loss in Medicaid funding strips health centers across the country of millions in vital Medicaid reimbursement funding, the organization said. In Indiana, Planned Parenthood is closing its Evansville location on September 8th. While it did not directly cite federal funding, it said the move is a result of rising healthcare costs, low reimbursement rates, and politics. The decision is a proactive step to consolidate resources and sustain care at 10 other locations across the state, it said in the announcement. In Texas, Planned Parenthood Gulf Coast has plans to close its Prevention Park and Southwest Health Centers on September 30th, according to local media reports. Its other 4 Texas locations will reportedly be transferred to the Planned Parenthood of Greater Texas for continued operation. The Epoch Times reached out to Planned Parenthood of Greater Texas to confirm the planned clinic acquisitions. Planned Parenthood is challenging the Medicaid payment cuts outlined in the One Big Beautiful Bill Act in court. The organization filed a lawsuit on July 7th against Secretary of Health and Human Services Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Medicare and Medicaid Services Administrator Mehmet Oz. Earlier this week, a federal judge temporarily blocked the federal funding cuts as Planned Parenthood's legal battle with the government awaits court review.